Biscuit of the week.
This week's is the malted milk. Malted milk, or the cow biscuit, was first developed in 1924. They are called malted milk biscuits because they are flavoured with malt and have a high milk content. Although commonly known as the cow biscuit, there are actually three versions of the design which is pressed onto the biscuit. The first, two milk churns and a cow, the second, a cow and a gate, and the third, a cow and a smaller cow. How will this biscuit fare in the dunking challenge? It's time to find out.
The Dunkability Challenge.
This is where a biscuit is suspended in a hot mug of tea for a full 30 seconds, then removed and given a score out of 10. The biscuit with the highest dunkability rating will be crowned the winner and given the title of Biscuit of Burst 2011. In the arena this week is the malted milk. Let's see how the malted milk gets on when it is being dunked. If my assistant could open the packet once again. If you could also show me the biscuit before it's dunked. Oh, I'm from a distance, hang on. Is it two cows?
It's a cow and what looks like a mermaid. A seal.
Looks like we've got a cow and a little cow. Should make it the third design. If you could please dunk the malted milk in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, dunk. I don't think they're going to do very well. Not holding out much hope for them being dunked. The tough challenge. It seems that the dunking challenge is harder than it looks. And seems pretty tough on the little guys. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh dear. Most of the biscuit is in the cup. That's unfortunate. Right, oh. The malted milk gets a 2. A 2 out of 10. Make sure you come back in 7 days' time to find out how the next biscuit gets on in Biscuit of the Week.